Wolves like to eat moose and caribou. That's a given. Ungulates are by far their favorite prey. But a new study shows wolves also eat a lot of salmon where it's available, even in interior Alaska. The research could transform the way biologists and managers think about how all of the species interact in the ecosystem. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
The spark for Lane Adams' new research came back in the 1990s. The U.S. Geological Survey biologist was tracking radio-colored wolves in the interior with the help of a pilot.
One day he called me on the phone and he said, I don't even need the radios to find those wolves. I fly out to Diamond, which is a fall chum spawning area, and he says, they're there. He said, you turn on the radio anytime in the fall, from September to December, so they're there.
Biologists knew wolves ate salmon, but the pilot's observation got Adams wondering just how much. To find out, he needed to analyze the protein from wolf bones. In a lucky break, colleagues of his had carefully preserved 70 from a Denali National Park study that dated back to the 1980s. It was too perfect.
Wow, not only do we have bone, but we've got bone from these wolves that were radio-collared that we know where they live.
When the samples came back, the results were surprising. In areas of the park where there were lots of ungulates, the wolves were eating about 8% salmon. But where ungulates were more scarce in the northwest corner of Denali, that number jumped to 17%.
I started to come to the conclusion or realization that having all this salmon available to them could certainly jack up the wolf population. And as long as the wolves are more interested in eating moose than eating salmon, they can actually, it can result in increased predation rates on moose. And, that's kind of what we're speculating, that's part of the explanation for low moose densities out in that part of the park.
Basically, the chum salmon were supporting a lot more wolves than would normally live in the region. The wolves still preferred moose and caribou, but they had something to tide them over between large kills. Adam says that has big implications.
You can't just think of wolves and ungulates being somehow separated from other things going on in the environment anymore. There's another player on the stage, and it's a fish. And to wolf biologists, that's a pretty big leap.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Craig Gardner uses a stronger word.
I think it's pretty revolutionary, especially speaking of interior Alaska, where we probably haven't given enough thought on the marine influence of this incredible food resource this far from the oceans.
The State Board of Game is currently considering implementing predator control in Unit 20C outside the park boundary. That's the same general area where Adams found low ungulate populations along with wolves that were eating a lot of salmon. Craig Gardner says the new research should give managers more to think about before they start any predator control program in the unit.
Basically it's saying that you have probably a higher wolf population than you would have normally, and they're putting a greater influence on the prey base, on the moose numbers in that area, than they would if the salmon weren't there. So I think you would have to probably remove a greater number of wolves than what you would suspect is because they're carrying higher numbers. But the influence of that control actually might be greater.
Lane Adams says there are large sections of interior Alaska where salmon could be playing an important role in the balance of wolves and ungulates. He says it's a lesson biologists learn over and over again. Things are always a lot more complex than you initially think they are. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.